This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A major winter storm brought some much-needed snow to the high country, along with high avalanche danger. Ethan Green is with the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. He says adding fresh powder to an unstable snowpack increases the possibility of slides.
This whole Christmas to New Year's holiday could be a pretty active avalanche time.
Green says people should stay away from avalanche-prone areas this week. But if you do venture out, you should always bring an avalanche beacon, probe, and shovel. Colorado saw its first fatal avalanche of the season on Christmas Eve as a backcountry skier was killed near Cameron Pass. A new type of mortgage company now dominates the lending market, and Colorado lawmakers are trying to catch up. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
In the wake of the Great Recession, traditional banks started to back away from the mortgage market. In their place came other non-bank companies ranging from Quicken Loans to Mr. Cooper, which now make up more than half of mortgage loans. A new state law gives the Attorney General's office more power to monitor their activities. Representative Mike Weissman says the goal is that
people who are paying on time and in good faith don't run into problems and are at no risk of ever being put out of their home.
The law, effective January 1st, gives the state similar powers to what federal regulators already have. It's estimated that more than 100 non-bank lenders are operating in Colorado. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
And another nice day of temperatures around Denver. Highs in the 50s for the metro area today. 40s for Grand Junction. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.